Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Midnight, not the song from the pavement. Has the moon lost her memory? She's smiling alone. In the lamplight, the withered leaves collect at my feet.
Well, we're listening to Memory there from the musical Cats, which alongside hits from Evita, Jesus Christ Superstar and The Phantom of the Opera will be performed by the RTE Concert Orchestra this coming February. It'll be touring around the country in the coming weeks, celebrating the career of Andrew Lloyd Webber. And the conductor of that tour, Stephen Bell, is here with me in the studio. Stephen, lovely to have you.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. When did you first encounter the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber? Do you remember?
It seems to have been there all the time. I think that's part of the kind of enduring success, really, of Andrew's musicals, that going back to his early examples in the 60s and 70s, growing up listening to music, it seems to have kind of been there all the time. And maybe that's one of the kind of keys to his success, that he continues to sort of reinvent himself. And even just hearing that clip of that song from Cats, it's instantly memorable, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's instantly recognisable.
It triggers all sorts of memories, doesn't
Absolutely,
it does.
I mean, musicals, by their kind of sheer nature, I guess, are slightly formulaic. They tell the same story, just in different settings or in different guises. But he manages somehow to kind of be able to just push all those buttons and hit the targets of the emotions that you need to encounter.
But you would have played the music, of course, of Andrew Lloyd Webber quite frequently when you were with the BBC Concert
Orchestra. I did, yes, and also as a freelance horn player in London, sat in and in the pit for several of the shows, including Starlight Express and Phantom of the Opera and Sunset Boulevard. So yeah, I seem to have always had his music kind of there in the background, and then to be able to put a show like this together is a joy. It's an embarrassment of riches. There's just so much to choose from.
And tell me about the soloist you have, who on this upcoming tour, who's very familiar with the works of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
You could say that. We're thrilled that Cillian Donnelly is joining us again for this. Of course, played Phantom more times than most of us have had hot dinners, and one of the nicest guys in the business, I have to say. So it's terrific that he's coming back to sing some of the hits from Phantom. Thrilled also to be joined on this occasion by another local star, Juliet Crosby, who made her West End debut just at the beginning of December. I went to see her in A Christmas Carol at the Old Vic. We've worked together many times with the RTE Concert Orchestra over the last few years. So absolutely thrilled to have her on board.
Two very special talents then, singing on this tour. Well, we have a recording here of Cillian Donnelly with the RTE Concert Orchestra singing the music of the night, just to give people a flavour of what to expect.
Slowly, gently, night unfurls its splendour. Grasp it, sense it, tremulous and tender. Turn your face away from the garish light of day. Turn your thoughts away from cold unfeeling light, and listen to the music of the night.
Well, the hairs are standing on the back of necks all around the country, I would say.
Absolutely, it's just terrific to hear that.
Incredible.
And to hear him perform that live as well. I think Phantom perhaps will go down in history as being his greatest achievement. It's the longest running show in Broadway history. I mean, it's just extraordinary, nearly 14,000 performances. And it tugs on the heartstrings. It's got everything. It's got the pathos. It's got a little bit of the humour. But at its heart, it's got a love story. And hearing Cillian sing that is just terrific.
What you want to do as well, though, I know, is introduce people to some of the lesser known hits, which is why you've included a song called As If We Never Said Goodbye. Is that right?
Yep. That to me is part of the secret of Andrew's success, that there are so many different versions of the love story of the musical, and taken right back to the early days when you hear things like Jesus Christ Superstar or Joseph, right through to the sort of more modern stuff, the new version of Cinderella. They are all versions of that kind of story, if you like, which take you on those emotional journeys. And some are better known than others. Yes, that's true. Of course it is. It's really interesting. I watched an interview, Jimmy Fallon, the late night talk show host in the States, was reminding Andrew of the film version of Cats, which apparently he didn't like either. I'll just leave that there. I won't say anymore.
Unsurprising, I would say. Well, listen, let's have just a little listen to As If We Never Said Goodbye.
Oh, whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
That is from Sunset Boulevard, and the context of it is her star is fading,
that's
time
right.
is moving on.
Norma Desmond, yes, and her, yeah. And even just in that short clip, you hear the emotion of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of the secret. He takes us on that journey. And it's the same with the Phantom. Yeah, he might not be the nicest of characters, but we do feel a certain empathy with him. We feel sorry for him and part of his story and trapped in the situation
yeah,
he is.
And you start to question where that's coming from and how you feel that sympathy.
Absolutely. But also it's the power of that emotion and the fact that he is able to get that into just one song mm-hmm. within a musical, to me, is the mark of the genius.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew Lloyd Webber, clearly a genius in terms of what he has written, but his longevity is associated too with the choices that he makes. I mean, getting involved in the TV series Any Dream Will Do, for example, that was a very clever move, wasn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, bringing his music to a whole new audience, and the fact there have been film versions of things made, and also surrounding himself with good people. You know, if mm-hmm. you work with the likes of Tim Rice and Don Black and Hal Prince, Ben Elton, Dave Cullen, there's a name that perhaps wouldn't be necessarily known, but he did most of the orchestrations of Andrew's shows as one of the backroom guys, if you like. But yeah, surround yourself with good people and it's
great
part of
people.
The success.
So absolutely. Tell us a little bit then about this little tour that you're taking this venture on.
So we're in the NCH, we're in Limerick, and we're also at the Opera House in Wexford. So we have three shows during the course of a week. I think it's lovely. Often when we do these programmes, we do just one performance. You do a rehearsal and then you put the show together. But it's nice to be able to do a run of more than one. It's also lovely to be able to take it out to the regions too. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to sharing our music far and wide.
So the 11th of February, which is a Tuesday, is the National Opera House in Wexford. The 13th of February, then on the Thursday, is University Concert Hall Limerick. And then the 15th of February is the National Concert Hall. I think that one is sold out.
I think the Saturday is sold out, but there are some tickets for Limerick available.
Okay, so, and you can maybe get in touch with the concert hall in Dublin because they might have some returns and you might just be lucky. Listen, let's go out on Any Dream Will Do from Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dream Coat. And Stephen Bell, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Claire.
I close my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I far away, someone was weeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do.
The music of Andrew Lloyd Webber.